How damaging overall is that defeat, with you've still got this potential penalty points hanging over you until that's decided one way or the other? How damaging is that to your playoff ambitions?
But obviously, every loss is damaging, isn't it? But like I said, there's still enough games for us to get the wins. What we've got to do is kind of back ourselves to get them wins now in the next few weeks.
And you're back to the AJ Bell, I think, aren't you, next Friday?
Yeah, next week we're at home, which will be great for us as well. So hopefully we can get all the supporters behind us as well there and turn out and put in a real good committed performance like we have been doing week in, week out, but be a little bit smarter in key areas and get the win. And then hopefully that'll put this loss today to bed.
I mentioned this word frustration to you. I think after the Wigan defeat, which you lost by three, you've come to the Super League champions and lost by eight. You're close, aren't you? What's needed to get over that next step, that next line?
Oh, I think there's little things. It's consistency in your game and consistency in the little bits that you do. Because like I say, the boys are giving 100% effort all the time, and they've got some real guile and guts in there that they're sticking in these performances, and they're backing themselves to stay in these games. It's just what we need to do is be consistent with our performances and our little bits, and then we'll get them wins.
Will there come a point, Ian, in the season where you've got to learn a bit quicker than what you are now? Yeah. Because clearly you don't want to go on a losing run.
Yeah, no, that's always the key thing, is you want to learn quickly, but everything does have a kind of a process as well. But the good thing with us is we have generally bounced back when we've had a couple of defeats, and we've had a look at a few things, and then we've worked on them, and then we've come back and the group's been good because they're committed like that, and they're willing to learn and willing to work hard.
Is the frustration creeping into the play? Is that shown sometimes in the play? Because you are very close, and I can see it sometimes in the players. They're holding their head in the hand, and when things don't quite go according to plan, it's just the small bits, I guess.
Yeah, it probably does, and it does get frustrating games like that today. When you're in the games and then you're just not coming through the other side, it wears you down a little bit as well. But what we've got to do is we've got to stay kind of composed and stay strong as a group and move forward that way.